Minchas Chinuch Shias Thursday night, or Lit Yud Zayin Shvat, Chavav or Tazayin in the Minchas Chinuch, Uvishorim of Nekevos, which means that both men and women are Mechuyiv in the Mitzvahs Bechor. Now, Bechor involves something passive and something active. It's passive in that the firstborn male is kadosh, it's a korban, automatically it's a bechor, kadosh meirechem. This grada mitzvah lahakdisho, we learned, but it's kadosh meilov anyway, or also. And also you have to give it to the kohen. So the Minchas Chinuch says, who didn't behave as chayre shayt of a katan?
Does there have a meaning, by the way, by his chayim the kevos? Or he just wants to go to be like, thorough?
I'm not aware of a Havamina. Who are doing behemoth chayre shayt of a katan? Vadai gam king noyeg mitzvahs who, meaning the kids of Bechor, the firstborn is has kedushas Bechor, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Shmoneh Yisrael. Ki niskadish memeila. Vav does also mitzvah lahakdish pater. Chayre shayt of a katan paturim. To love b'nei mitzvah ninu. I would hear their being makdash is meaningless. They can't be makdash something. Abu Mashu, they don't have the mitzvah to give it to the kohen. You know, it belongs to the kohen. They have no particular mitzvah to give it to them. You can't be mechayev them in a mitzvah. It's grad this moment kohen. It's a moment shevet. It belongs to the shevet kahuna. Abu Mashu mameila noya gametzlam. Right. Even though he brought down before that a behemoth's hefker is patur, but this is better than a behemoth's hefker. This belongs to a yid. Yeah. So, yeah. Does that pasuk? But what of knanim shechayam mitzvus ki isha? Bim yesh lahem behemoth. It's not so easy to get them to own an animal that the Adon doesn't own it. The Gavno, in a way, the less Begavor Roshus La Adon, Chaya Bevechora, Kamo Behemoth Isha. Okay, Uposhet. Chav Zayin, we have. B'nei Vesi Lehel, the Bechor Bein Tam Bein Baal Mu'am, Necho B'toch Sharn, it's supposed to be eaten within a year. Rachreinim Kosvu, to Loha Rambam, who the Arayza, Filu Baal Mu'am. Mavur Rosh Hashanah Davav Amidveiz to Bechor Tam Moinin Shana V'yoyim Shenirtzo Nira Lahartzoa from when it's Roy to be a Karbon, which is from day 8. Does Roy Lahakriv V'leachol Bechor Balmum Im Yodua Shekol Lo Chadosh that it's a full term baby Moinin Loi V'yoyim Shenoylad because it's from then that you're allowed to eat it. If it's born with a moon. In other words, if it's not known, then you have to wait 30 days. No, with a baby, you only have to wait 8 days. Like Queen and Teichlenu Shana B'Shana, Umayin Le Miyam Shiroi Lachila, you take the Drabonin into account. So you start from day 8. I am Pritvua, Lagon, Ramzal, and Margolius. Him came near Lanius Daiti.
Bamum is derisive? Bamum is derisive, the same as the
Rishi. He gave his Hagdama.
Yeah.
The Chrenim write that according to the Rambam, it's derisive. Him came near Lanius Daiti. Even the chazina that Torah expido al hashana miyom shiroi laachila b'tam miyom shiroi laharzah from day 8. Oy b'balmo miyom shiroi laachila either the day is born or day 8. Ishloim adav chadash. I want to say a chiddush as the Minchas Chinuch. The bishlam b'chor tam monin. You count the year miyom shiroi laharzah from when it's roy to be a karbon. Nicha, good, fine. To be yom zemuta lahakrivo uliochlo. Afilu bezman shein beis hamikdash kayim. Then a royal heart sought, because you can't bring it as a karban. Theoretically, potentially, someone gets sick, they can't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. That was the issue we had before. If there's no bias, you bring the karbanos, the kedusha rishon the kitchen loss of lavo, that's a rambam, kama shirach l'liel, but tarat shiv so lahak of karbanam hu b'chor, imkain royal harso always, imkain am nafal by mum, tarchshana, tarch lochlo, tarchshana miyam hashmini, tari royal harso al b'tzivi ha-torah. So, it was royal hartzah from when it was 8 days old. And now it became a balmum, see, after the end of the year. But the beginning of the year is day eight. Avshem, but when we'll say, and you don't count the year from when it got a mum. That's his point. Avshem, but when we'll say, harabim, ain lanu mikdosh. So you'll say, let's count the year from when it got a mum. That's when it actualized. That's when it's being ro'oi. That's when it's being roy to be eaten was actualized. You know, you go mekamein achesorim bebuchar rakshein lanu mikdash. Havel hu roy l'artzo. But bechol ze bechor beretz Yisrael. Havel bechor bechutz l'aretz oshit b'sori shaynim. That Torah goes redeina korah beveis hamikdash. Rak the yesol kedushas bechor. B'tzorech lamtin achiv ol dolmum. So the Mechazchidus, so I want to say, here you have to start counting from when it got a mum, you have a year. In Kain, Ha'ech Shaykh Lomar, Shemolad Tam, Shemonin Miyom Shemroi L'Hadzo, Toz Chozi La'achilo, the Memes B'chor Kuzeh, Ein Roi L'Hadzo Klal. V'gozer HaKosuf, Ein Roi L'Hadzo, Rak Lechol B'mumo, V'nitnoi L'Koyen. That only makes sense as the Mechaschinuch. Miyoy to Oz Ra'oy La'achila. It wasn't Ra'oy La'achila before. Even if you'll say when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and it's a Tam, but it's a born in Eretz Yisrael. So Mitzad the Bechor, it was Ra'oy La'artzor right away. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so we can't deal with it. But the year starts clicking. Counting the clock starts ticking from day eight. But payment chutz l'aretz, that's inherently not roy l'hartzah. There's a cause of the puzzle that it cannot be brought as a korban. Veich shayich leimar b'maschelas hashon v'yoyim hartzah. Even the gzeres a cause of who hit a roy l'hartzah klal. Uzmana Tzaira b'yom shiroi l'achila. Zemena roi ad yom hashmini, maschum yom hashmini. Uvalmu m'kolu chadosh roi l'achila tekef. O below kolu, it's not a full-term baby, roi l'achila m'yom hashmini. Umaschum yom hashmini. Im kein b'chor b'chutz l'aretz. Then a roi l'artzoa b'yoso tam inherently. There's like a gzeres hakosuk, a posuk, that it can't be brought as a karmon. Im kein, it only makes sense that you would have to start the year from when it got the moon. Enough of the moon, most maskos mano achila. Umonim shana miyom shenofu boyamun. Oem nolad b'mumo b'kolu chadoshim monin tekef. O biyom hashmini b'ni haduad azroi l'achila if it's born with a moon. Abo b'nola tam then roi kozman shu tam afilu kamashonim. Do again chutz l'aretz b'chor. There is a b'chor born in Eretz Yisrael, even though you can't bring it. But that's only a chisaron, an outward chisaron. There's no Beis HaMikdash. It's not inherent in the b'chor. But a b'chor of chutz l'aretz is a pasuk that it can't be brought as a carbon. Mechitesi Sheyimnu lo b'zman a royal artsa, that doesn't exist. Given the girls were hakosos, they never royal artsa a klal. Afilu b'zman a mikdash, it was born in Chosloris. Ra'ak sheyocha b'mulo. Okay, given that there are girls with an echo toich shana, it has to be eaten within a year. I know shami yom sheroy la'achila k'moy bal mum. The take of mishanoy la'ad moin and la'ad, if it's born with a mum, but you have to stop on the eighth day, even a Bukhar of Eretz Yisrael. Because that's when it starts being roi to be a carbon on day eight. Rak miyoy mashmini, the roi oz haminya monim. It became Bukhar b'chutzla, rizem roi rak b'mum. It came loma yimnu kaidem sheroi. I don't know, I'm not going to spend time thinking why. Bein adoim uzman shein mikdosh al kuponim ha-bukhor royal artso rak tohu onus bein lono mikdosh avo b'chutz v'aretz. Gozer ha-kosu bein royal artso klal b'shum pam lo menibne b'yom ha-shmini v'lo mishanolad. You know, you shouldn't count by either of them. Those ain't a roi. Magambi and Meshmini ain't a roi. Okay, they're in the Neos Dite. You know, they're in Myrick. They moin and rak miyom shinoi lad by mo. Doik basich lecha, I want you to understand this with your seichel. You hear Yeshua with your seichel?
Yeah, this one, I love it.
Ein bakum mishocha lahatim yolser. I give up. I can't explain it any better than I have. And if you don't get it now, just forget it.
The brain is mightier than the
chilik gadol b'zman hazeh. Here we go. And then he tries one more valiant time to explain. The chilik gadol b'zman hazeh. Then a chisaron b'guf ha-bachor. The meheri yibona beis hamikdash roi l'artza. Oishimak b'yubin afo b'shem beis hamikdash. Abo b'mokum shah chisaron b'guf ha-bachor. Because we are kazu shlo yel o l'rotzon. Rak b'necho b'mumbo b'tok shana.
Why is it
that
before
Kislar,
it's before
Shemini Esrei? Because it's
before Kislar, if he was in Eretz Yisrael, he'd be fine.
If he was born in Eretz Yisrael, then it's not a Bukhar of Kislar.
Because he was born in
Kislar.
It's like me and you. I was born in Eretz Yisrael, and you weren't.
I don't know what I'm hearing. If a Bukhar B'chutz L'Aretz moves to Eretz Yisrael.
No,
depends if he goes with Nefesh B'Nefesh or not.
No, he's saying Eretz Yisrael. There's no base in Mikdash, so we say that's just like a...
Well, that's what he's been spending 40 lines explaining.
That's not
the
etzim of the
B'chor.
That's not in the etzim of the
B'chor. Right, that's it. You got it.
The B'chor is the B'chutz L'Aretz, it's the etzim of the B'chor.
Your words were not wasted.
If he was born in Eretz
Yisrael, he's saying it very clear. What do you want? What?
If he was born in Eretz Yisrael another time, then he would be.
No. He's saying you always start counting from day eight. If he's born with a mum, you start counting from when he's born or day eight. If you're not sure if it's full term baby or not, you count counting from day eight. Okay. The way he just was winding down and then he started up again. The chiluk gadol b'zman hazeh, the nechsar b'guf ha-bachor, the mehi yibona b'yis ha-mikdash, roi v'artsoi sh'rvino v'yishem b'yis ha-mikdash. Abo b'bokam t'chisar b'guf ha-bachor, b'gaz v'akazo shlo yadol l'rotsu rak noicho b'mumma b'tar shana, v'yin ha-shamem ha-zchelos v'yin ha-shunafu b'yamom. V'adam v'vua b'bachor, if it's a b'chor of chutzlaris, which can't be eaten or brought anywhere, because it's possible. What the Bukhar B'chayr is that Chavchesim and Aleph, the Bukhar B'zman Hazeh, Noilad Loimum Tachnasai, Eino Ashoi Lekaimoi Rakshana, Lach Eshmasa Shech Nonis Amiyad, Hanu Dafka Bukhar B'eretz Yisrael, B'zman Hazeh, B'zman Hamikdash, B'zman Hamikdash, Abba Bukhar B'chus Loretz, Kiva, the royal light saw B'shem Pam, Loma Yimnu Miyom Harat Sa'a, Roy Lindos Miyom Hamu, Abu Kamaisha Biarnu. Vihine, A Rambam Perikalef Halachi Yilalef. Maybe Gam Ken Din Zed the Bechor Bizman Hazeh. Im Nafal Boi Mum La'achash Nosol. Also La'ash Also. If it's already after a year, I'm still waiting for it to get a mum. Then one day, whoopee, he has a mum. So you have 30. You see, Masha Kasab Nuliel is also Rambam. Afilu Eretz Yisrael, Ha'imna Dinas B'chus Floris Unim B'chor. That's according to the Gears and the Rambam, that it's like Meiser, and it's not even Noyev. Kivin Ein Noyev Masa Dogam and HaTorah, and Cain, Afim Nibona Beis HaMikdash, and remain the B'chor Zeh in the Royal Hartzah. And Cain, Lom Yivna Mishas, Hashanah Me'aleidu Me'artzah, Havlo Yivna Sashanah Me'yayim Hamum. In other words, according to the Rambam, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's also inherently flawed as a korban, not just by happenstance, but inherently. So why are you counting the year me'aleidu or me'artzah? Havlo Sashanah Me'yayim Hamum. But it wasn't Royal Hartzah till then. So in other words, according to that Gears on the Rambam, then the din should always be a year from when it got the mum, not a year from when it was born. Well, according to the Rambam, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's inherently possible. There's no din b'chor to be makris. That's what the Rambam, that's what he starts with according to the Rambam Shita. Remember, there's a different gears with some Rambam. Whether it's kadosh, but you can't bring it as a korban, or maybe it's not even kadosh at all. He's going with the assumption it's kadosh, but it can't be brought as a korban. That's every Bukhari, even born in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So for the hekesh to meiser. Ves shalom ad Eretz Yisrael hu midrabonon. Limlos miyom arzot. Yisveiro ad Yisman HaMikdash meir v'yameinu. Thus is kadosh Eretz Yisrael. V'ye ha'asei Yisman ha'arzot. V'ye royal korban. It's always going to be that way. Before the name of Shachlor Chiradeus from Mishan Yud, Leichilku Bazeh, Nira Doid Nagamkin Dino Hachi Afila Bechutz Lorets, Abu Al Kaponim Nira Lida Noila Bisra Say Im Noila Tam Ad Moloi Shona Miyoyim Shenofal by Mum. Because I'm convinced I'm right. So certainly Midyaraisa, you have a year from when Nofal by Mum. Mukomukom Yore Anoichi Vahokal Bisra Say. So I hope no one listens to me. Raktaira heal the Orer Bossi. Was that Poshut? Mashimavur and Begamora. Roshishona Davovam at Beis. Vayim Shom Zayin and Malalus. But twice is the Rimaskul Ha. The Noila Tab. Moinuloy Miyor Marit Saw. Abu Machak Achnasa Balmum. For Rakim Noila Balmum. Moinam loy miyoyim haleida v'kolu chadoshav hu adinim noilad tam v'koydim miyoyim hashmini nafal boy mum v'koydim miyoyim shlishi aravi so moinam loy miyoyim shenafal boy amum. You always get a year from when it's royal achila. That's what this whole thing tonight could be summed up as. You always get a year from when it's inherently royal achila. The Mali.
From
what case? It's Royal Artsaw Miyoy Maleda if it's born with a mum and you know it's a full term baby. The Mali Miyom Rishinam Leilad Bumum, or Biyom Ashlishi, or Biyom Aravi. Even though it's sake of Royal Achila, Mayim Leishaw Miyom Shroyal Achila. Rakam Leilad Bumum, Machaches Yomim. Oz moinim lahachmim miyoyim hashmini. Kivin al kaponim osa yagam kim roi lachila. Roi lahartso. I will be no latam because of shmoyna no lat by mum. Vaday hu lahachmir that you have to. They only have a year from when it got a mum. Even the taker for oil achila was a poshut by an shach sunish involved. So cotton yudalis because of kan pochos mitipas mayim hagadol. This is a drop in the ocean. Ubalsu b'ktsara lahorenei hamayim. Was that the Rabbi Mechaber? The Bechor Bechutz Laharetz. Avlinya Kedusha is Bechor who racked the Rabbanon, but there's no Kedusha at all in the Jeraisa. And came in Yandina, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came to Jeraisa Tikkun. Yishchilik bin Talmud Balmum, and Moina bin Talmud Shos Hatzah, Vakol mit the Rabbanon, as Gamkin, Vidas Shorishainim, near the Dinza Limnus Miyam Hatzah, who racked the Rabbanon. And the Bechor of Chutz Laharetz, according to the Shita, that it really has no Kedusha at all. Chof Ches. We name mitzvah zu lahakdish pepeh. There's a mitzvah to be makdish it, even though it's Kodesh me'elot. Lechel toch shana. Vade koichon al zeh atzah teitzei nafshoi. Lechol mitzvah saseh shebetayra. Okay.
Let me just have a bit of mitzvah.
Yeah. This is interesting. It's very bekiddish what he just said, I guess, because really his hekdish is sort of meaningless. It's kaddish anyway. But we're saying mitzvah lagdishoi. So for the mitzvah lagdishoi, and it's kaddish really anyway, it would also be makim also such a thing to nafsho. That's called a kiddish by me. Okay. Religion and tzrach levaz veis mormon. Whatever, always like a mitzvah say, you have to send up to a fifth of your wealth. If you do tshuva, you get mechila right away. What? Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here by Chof Tes. V'dad the Kedushas Bechor hu mishayotza rumo. It's Hashem Sunday night.
Drop in the yam.
Drop in the yam. Wow, wow, wow. Still in? What are you with still?
They're not totally ready.
Sandy Collins is the most famous lefty you can think of, really? First of all, I'm a lefty.